Garner Town Council meeting of February 4th, 2019.
Can you give it to me now?
Appreciate it, Delma.
I call the meeting to order after clerk to call the roll.
Mayor Williams?
Here.
Councilmember Behringer?
Here.
Councilmember Kennedy?
Here.
Councilmember Singleton?
Here.
And Mayor Pro Tem Marshburn is out this week.
Okay, y'all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You may be seated. Y'all bow your heads and pray with me, please. Father, thank you for bringing us back here tonight. Let us have clear heads and open minds to make the decisions we make tonight that are good for the people in Garner. And we pray for our fire and police officers, our first responders, and our military. Father, look out for them. Keep them safe. And to give us the right thing to do tonight, of course, in Jesus' name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Okay, petitions and comments. Time on the agenda if anyone to address the council on an item that is not on the agenda. If you wish to address the council, come to the podium, state your name and address. Hearing none, adoption of the budget.
I think there's one addition. Did you say you've got one?
Yes, Mr. Kennedy. Mr. Mayor, there's one item that's been passed out on your desk that needs to be added to the agenda, either on the consent agenda or on the old business agenda. Council records.
Are y'all satisfied with a bid on the consent agenda?
Move to approve with Bill's addition.
Second.
Further discussion? All in favor, vote by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Adoption of the agenda. Is it covered in?
Yes, sir.
Presentation. Who's here with the MLK committee? Mr. Fance, come forward, please.
Mr. Mayor, Town Council. I am Reverend Elmo Vance, current chairperson for the Garner Concerned Citizens United, also a member of the Martin Luther King Annual Celebration Committee, and we are just here as a committee to present to the Town Council our annual Dream in Action Award. And the Dream in Action Award is given to those individuals and organizations for their untiring diligence and leadership, and especially in this case, was given to the Council of Town of Garner for their continually work to improve our town and building a vibrant town that is welcoming to all and being an instrument in our town's recognition as an all-American city, which has made us all proud. And one thing that we say, and we have one of the we call our key slogans from Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, which says, which exemplifies, we think, of the council as a whole. And if an individual has not begun to live until he can rise above the narrow horizons of his own particular individualistic concerns to the broader concerns of all humanity. And we believe that that is our town council. And we just want to thank you for your service and congratulate you for receiving this year's Dream in Action Award. Mr. Mayor, I'd like to present you with the plaque.
Can we come now?
I can bring it to you, sir. Will you tell me what you want to do? Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Rance.
Does any member of the meeting like to make a few comments or not?
It would have been most appropriate if Jackie Johns were here, and he would be quite proud of it. So, but he probably is observing right now.
Thank you all for what you do. A consent agenda.
I think you got
one speaker.
Mr. Mayor,
Rogers.
Mr. Rogers.
How y'all doing tonight?
Very well.
Audience. As the co-chair of the MLK committee, I truly and deeply like to thank all of y'all for y'all efforts over the years that y'all have given us to be able to have the MLK celebration. This is our 10th year, and we do really appreciate the committee members. Will you stand, please? The members that are here. We truly, again, like to thank y'all from the bottom of our hearts for what y'all have done for us. And thank you, and God bless, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Bye. And a consent agenda.
Madam, we approve the three items from the consent agenda.
Motion, second. Further discussion. All in favor, vote by saying aye.
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 All opposed. Public hearings. New and old business. Committee reports.
Nothing from public works.
Mr. Manager, you have a report.
I don't have any manager reports in that, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Attorney.
Other than the closed session, I can talk about that now or later.
Council reports. Council vacancy application. Who's on?
Everybody?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I sent the council a copy of a application to consider. Unfortunately, I didn't print any copies, so I don't have any here. But I think you may have it on your electronically. And if you want, I can let you look on the computer, but I don't know if you had, if y'all have had a chance to review that, but just let us know, and we can put that out on the website, social media, and other outlets as soon as you you approve of the format and any of the questions you might want to add or alter or do whatever you want.
Tweet what we had last week.
Yes.
Which is fine. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I sent you an email suggesting that the questions are fine. I just moved question 4 down to where 7 is and push what's currently 5, 6, and 7 up one spot. It's talking about a vision, and okay, it's sandwiched in between qualifications.
Right, okay.
Just group, push it down.
Group like questions together?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Right. Okay. So we can
just in front of number 8 would be fine, or 7 and 8 go together.
Okay. And I can make that change. And but if everyone's agreeable to that, just moving the questions around a little bit. Yeah. And what if you desire us to put it out on the website tomorrow with kind of a description, basically, we'll need to, describe what it's there for.
It's fine with me.
Kind of sort of a job description for the most part for a council member, and then we can put that out. And what type of deadline you would like to have?
I would suggest that you push it out there on the web, on the website, social media, Twitter, Facebook, et cetera, for a day or two. then start up. You can come fill it in, start at 8 a.m. this day, and it runs until 5 p.m. 2 weeks later. Go to register for Board of Election this coming at this summer. It's July 5th at 12 noon, and it ends July 19th at 12 noon. I would suggest this, but that's 6 months ahead of time. It's been sitting there forever. This people don't know about. So I would say I would promote this on social media a couple of days and say, you know, starting on Wednesday, you can come in at 8 a.m. and pick up the application or download it electronically. And they're due by 2 weeks from Wednesday would be, what, the 20th by 5 p.m. Just a half day before and a half day longer than what Wake County does, but it's 11 business days, what it is. I'm long enough, everyone.
Thank you.
Again, Rick is going to push it on the website and the social media so people know what it's there for and why it's there to complete Mr. Johnson's term, which runs through first meeting in December this year.
Okay, before we go to closed session, do you have anything to report on?
Just one thing, sir. I attended the meeting on Saturday morning at the United Methodist Church regarding human trafficking. Very good presentation, lots of good information, and something that we need to make sure we are aware of and know the signs and the symptoms, because it's, if you've seen one or two cases, then there's 10 or 12 you didn't see. And it sadly is all over. It's not just out there somewhere that we read on the news. It's local. It's in Wake County, Johnson County. It's a terrible problem. It's a terrible abuse of humanity, and I would just like to see us make a very strong stand against human trafficking.
Are you having anything?
No, but to follow up on what Ms. Berger says, yes, it is here in Wake County. It's in Johnson County, all the surrounding counties around us. North Carolina is one of the largest numbers of people in human trafficking, because people use I-95 as the corridor, along with other things. They run up down I-95 along with human trafficking, other illegal drugs and so forth. So, yes, good point, Ms. Manager. No, sir, Mr. Mayor. I'm glad that we're going to start the process here on getting the application out so people can, who have an interest, can look at it and decide whether or not they want to apply.
Oh, do you have anything?
Yes, one item. The going down Highway 50, the lot next on straddling the creek, there's some activity going on there, and it looks like somebody might be in business again. And if somebody would check on that, it would be helpful. The Mitchell.
Right. We can fill you in on that.
Right. We hope the activity is positive. We've had some positive meetings, and I believe that activity, or at least I hope it is related toward cleaning up that pile of dirt, the pile of wood out there, on and off. So we'll check on it.
I got the impression it was hauling off by the truckload that somebody would buy it. Well, but I could be wrong.
We don't know the details of it. We appreciate it.
That's all I got.
Y'all ready to go to closed session?
Mayor, I move we go to closed session pursuant to NC General Statutes 143-318-11, subset A, subset 5, to discuss possible real estate acquisition in the town's negotiating position regarding such real estate.
Second.
Further discussion. All in favor, vote by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed. All right, we're going to go to closed session.
The council returned to open session from a closed session in which the attorney is going to read some information for the council to vote on.
Mr. Mayor, may it please the council. I am submitting to the council and proposing a contract to purchase certain real property located at 607, 619, and 0 Garner Road for a potential use or for public future use as a park, and the purchase price including various closing costs and so forth is right at $2.4 million, which would be financed out of a combination of park fees and fund balance in a percentage to be determined later. And perhaps if someone make a motion.
Move to approve.
Second.
Public discussion, all in favor, vote by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed. That's all.
Move to adjourn.
Motion made. Any public discussion, all in favor, adjourn.
Adjourn.
Adjourn.